passing by. I'm walking in the midnight sun once again. And now I know why love is so blind. It's when you're out of my sight, I'm out of your mind. Say it isn't so.
Tell me I'm the only one.
Say it isn't so.
Without you I can't go on.
How was I to know?
If you keep me guessing, I don't
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Self-Help Half Hour. We've got a great show for you today. We got DJ Faust in the house, DJ CTP. We got intern Biggs and our paid intern, Jack Valerie. How is everyone doing today?
I'm doing great.
Doing really well.
I'm so wonderful. Happy for another week of great radio programming, only on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Jumping over the airways and into your ear canals every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. It's the self-help half hour.
It is the self-help half hour.
How are you doing this week, Faust? What's our theme today?
I'm doing great. And today our theme, of course, is sports. Sports are my favorite thing. Everyone knows I'm a big athlete, and so are you.
Oh, wow. It's my life. It's absolutely my life.
Absolutely awesome, cool stuff. Hey guys, big news this week. Big news. We have a new Facebook page that is doing very, very well. So all of our listeners at home, if you haven't liked our Facebook page, hit us up on Facebook, the Self-Help Half Hour. Also hit us in the Google Drive and answer some or give us some questions to answer on air.
Don't forget our new Instagram page.
Very important stuff.
This
guys.
Is the real one. I got it wrong last week. The real one is at the Self-Help Half Hour every Wednesday morning with CTP and the Faust 91.5 Medford WFM Freeform Radio.
Hit us on Instagram, everyone.
Just press the at. The rest of it comes
the
up.
The rest of it
it's
comes
very
up.
Very easy.
Very cool, guys. All right.
Hey, Brett, what's our theme this week?
It's sports.
Sports?
Yep. Today is sports day. You shoot, score, kick, throw and swim. It's sports week. Let's go. And to start us off, Bagel will be reading a PSA as he always does. I've done that one before, I think.
What PSA have you chosen this week, Bagel?
What's this week's PSA?
For this week, with the sports theme in mind, I chose a PSA called pedestrian safety because oftentimes, you know, kids playing baseball, balls are flying over the fences. While you're walking around in the town, you might want to, you know, look up once in a while, watch for balls in the sky, you know, take care of your head.
Exactly.
100% true.
Right. So
that's how, what was it, Aristotle died.
Right.
Basketball.
Right. So pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO Medford.
Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Thanks for that PSA, Biggs. You always choose the good one.
Of all the PSAs we've done, I think this one is most important.
I think I agree. I would agree with that statement.
Especially for us, because we often just Abbey Road it most days. And by that, I mean stand in a line on a zebra crossing.
Right.
For several hours.
Uh-huh.
It's hugely dangerous for us in particular,
right,
and anybody who Abbey roads on a daily basis.
Mm.
And that really needs to be addressed.
For that reason, it, you know, it's tragic that Abbey Road in England, of course, where the famous photo was taken, is also the site of the most infamous drag racing strip in all of London. It's a really horrible combination that leads to many deaths.
So much death. A lot of noise pollution.
Yeah.
It was a really poor choice by the city planners.
The
at
city,
that point.
Yeah, right. It's just not a good combination. You got tourists trying to take a photo, and you got Drift Kings trying to win the big 500. All right, well, here we go, folks. This is the self-help half hour. Let's get this party started. Woo! Wife said, I'm afraid to
wax. I ate a pound of MSG, woke up in Davis Square. My dog killed a full-grown man, I don't know who to call. The self-help half hour, we will answer all. The self-help half hour, we won't accept your calls. Right in!
Well, folks, that was our new theme song.
Oh, wow. Was that paid intern J-Val? Did you get that together?
Using the
words I wrote.
Yeah.
Who produced that? Who's the singer? Tell me about the process.
Well, you know, it was a great songwriting process. You know, Shabazz Funky Cheez It is one of our
Of
our favorite
Medford local legend.
He's a local legend. He's a bit esoteric. You know, he's a bit eclectic. He's got a lot of elbow grease.
What does he play?
He plays a lot of things, mainly the guitar.
Mm. Oh, I see. That was his lovely noodling.
I definitely thought I heard a guitar in the background there. And I wasn't mistaken.
You sure did. Yeah, you were correct on that.
Move over, Bobby Flay. We got a new noodler in town.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, John Mayer.
Okay. Should we do another track?
I'd love to. Who are we listening to this week, Bob?
This week, of course, is Sports Week, so we are listening to the Outfield's classic album, Play Deep, which is the most famous sports-related album, I think, of all time.
What about Modern Baseball?
Modern Baseball is also some good stuff, but that's a band name.
Oh,
very
yes.
Cool stuff. The but Outfield. Also, yeah.
The man.
Yeah.
I can't wait. What's the second track called?
Second track is called Your Love. Let's get this party going. Let's do it.
Yes.
Oh,
We're listening to The Outfield today. That was, I guess, in reverse order, I Don't Need Her by The Outfield off their incredible album, Play Deep. And before that, we had their classic, Your Love by The Outfield on their classic album, Play Deep. Today's theme is sports. This is the Self-Help Half Hour with DJ Faust and DJ CTP. We're here with our interns. How's everyone doing? Is everyone enjoying The Outfield today?
Oh boy, is Outfield not my favorite group in the world.
Oh, it's the best stuff in the world. Do we have a poetry submission today? Just so we can get that ball rolling.
Yeah, Bethany called in during the break. Bethany from Medford, thank you so much.
Thanks, Beth.
Enjoy your holiday in San Diego. I hear it's lovely this time of
year. Great job, yeah.
But our word for this week is baseball sticks.
Baseball sticks. All right, so we have our interns working on some poems.
Every week we do the haiku lightning round. We get a word in from a viewer that calls in, and they write a haiku to be presented at the end of the show based on the word that was given to us. And this week, it's baseball sticks. Hey guys, what does the word baseball sticks mean to you?
Well, for me, it reminds me of my early days. My dad used to pressure me into playing baseball, even though all my friends and I loved video games more. And, you know, every day after school, he'd be like, Daniel, you have to train for baseball.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so the word baseball sticks is really meaningful to my family.
Wow, there is a lot you can work on with that. There is a lot for you stuff. Right there.
We can get a really personal haiku.
J-Val, you got a good haiku in your bones bubbling up?
Yeah, it's bubbling for sure.
I can't wait to hear the submissions. Is it time for our first major segment of the day?
Yeah, I think it's time. Let's do it.
You know what time it is.
Life hacks! It's life hacks time!
Oh boy,
boys and girls!
Wow.
All right, well, of course...
We really put the war chest to good use producing these new segments.
100%.
We got segments for everything.
Ever since we won the convention, our production value has gone through the roof, and principally, we're so happy to have our paid intern here, J-Val.
J-Val has made our production values triple skyrocket.
If you guys...
And as always, thank you for the coffee bagel. Very helpful.
Very cool.
Of course.
Very cool. Thanks, Bags. Hey, if you guys want to check out the latest article of Forbes, they put out a list, top 10 most famous interns in the country, and J-Val made it on there. Number three.
Well, that's what interning at a show like this gets you.
Exactly. On lists. All right. Well, today's theme, boys and girls, is ball sports hacks.
Ooh.
But before we get into that, it's time to announce the winner of our movie theater weekly Hack at Home Challenge.
Of course. What were they doing last week again?
The challenge was to hack together a claymation short film depicting a day in the life of gurus CTP and Faust. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You guys all remember that?
We had some great entrants last week.
We really did. Mackenzie from Tucson, awesome job with that Play-Doh music video. Very groovy.
It was incredible.
Very amazing work. Bradley from Santa Monica, your erotic depiction of our breakfast routine was spot on. Sorry that got removed from Instagram, though.
It violated a lot of rules. I didn't realize claymation could be so graphic.
Right. It was extremely
I guess that's the length
detailed.
Of art. Yeah.
Wow.
Extremely detailed.
Very, very detailed. But best of all, and this is our winner, Charlotte from Melbourne, we were blown away by your film noir murder mystery thriller. It was so fun to see your personal take on the disappearance of Dave, our last unpaid intern. Even though your plot line didn't quite match the official court documents, your claymation captured the emotion of the trial perfectly. And that's what counts. Rest in peace, Dave. And most of all, congrats to Charlotte from Melbourne.
Dave really was a good intern. And
yep.
I mean, she was kind of playing the emotion card when she,
When
she, our other favorite intern, she pulled that up and waved it in front of our eyes and expected us to dance, but it worked.
It worked. Yeah, the tears were flowing. Of course, Charlotte will be receiving a prize. And Bagel, what's the prize this week?
The prize this week stems from our Global Institute of Money Donations, where people, you know, call in and donate money to our institute.
So right.
We're just
kind of like the Clinton Foundation, except for radio.
Right. It's specifically for us. So
yeah.
We're going to, you know,
Yeah.
Just grab money from there and probably send it to her.
Money's cool.
Right.
Watch out for a bag with a dollar sign on it in the future with your name on it.
Or just a really big check in a really big envelope.
Unless your name is dollar sign. Then
it's Charlotte.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right. All right, let's get into our ball sports hacks.
Oh, I can't wait. What's our first life
Number
hack?
One, badminton is a fun, easy, and seriously underrated sport. But so many Americans don't own the equipment. Try this hack. Instead of a badminton racket, try a tennis racket. Instead of the elusive bourgeoisie shuttlecock, try a good old tennis ball. A good old American tennis ball. Find a partner and hit the tennis courts for a game of badminton. Woohoo! Number two.
Those are all things we can use.
Yeah,
in our
that's
house.
The thing. A lot of life hacks are all about substituting.
Wow. It's like I've never played badminton before, but I have a tennis court, a tennis ball, and a tennis racket.
Exactly.
I can't wait to play it now.
Yeah. Also, you could just, to use like a basketball hoop instead of a net. You can really, guys, be creative.
There's a thousand ways to do this. I'm blown away by that.
Our
hack.
Listeners are so creative, and we just want to foster and inspire that currency, like a yeast in a good loaf of bread. All right, number two, bump, set, spike. Anyone who says volleyball is a game for ladies hasn't tried to return one of my specialty jump serves. This volleyball hack is sure to make any opponent taste leather. Before you serve, grease up that ball with Icy Hot. Whoever digs your ball will be saying, "Brr," and then they will be saying, "Ah, now it is hot." Ace. All right. Okay. Ever wonder why so many basketball players wear headbands? The answer is a classic ball sports hack rooted in ancient Egyptian voodoo magic.
Oh, wow.
This is some history for y'all. It is said that Cleopatra once challenged a young suitor to defeat a powerful wizard in a gladiator battle to the death. This way, the young suitor could prove he was worthy of the almighty queen's hand. The day before the fight, a wise mystic gave the young prince a rose gold headband. By wearing this headband, the young prince was able to protect his mind from being controlled by the dark wizard's energy. And thanks to this mystic's gift, he emerged victorious.
Wow.
This mystic's name, Magic Johnson.
Well, no wonder. No wonder. He's lived forever.
Magic Johnson. Exactly.
He's several thousand years old.
And he beat cancer, I think. Amazing. Yeah.
I've always wondered what those headbands were for.
Yeah. Well, they wear it just in case there are any gypsies and voodoo magicians in
the stadium.
In the stadium.
Right.
Who are trying to control them. So there's usually like a little bit of rose gold in it. Just kind of an ode to our ancient Egyptian allies. Great. All right. Number four. And this kind of ties into our Hack at Home challenge. There's nothing quite as international as the beautiful game. That's right, golf. Golf. A perfect game for people who love walking and are afraid of sand. Have you noticed golf is the sport with the littlest ball and the biggest playing field? That's funny. Along the same lines, golf is the only sport that has a miniature variety, and that's a shame. Lower golf scores are better, which means golf scores are inversely proportional to income. Here's this week's Hack at Home challenge. A custom golf club. A custom golf club.
A custom golf
That's
club.
That's it.
Oh, I just ate a bit of mic. Here's a few things we made our last few golf clubs out of.
Right.
Because we like to go golfing on the reg.
We go golfing a lot because we're high-income celebrities.
Yeah, and we only do an hour of working a week. What else is there to golf?
We just golf, yeah.
Last one I made out of was a baseball stick and a soda can taped to the end of it.
Whoa.
And boy, did I get more than 7 feet on that thing.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow.
We cannot wait for everybody's Hack at Home challenges next week.
Of course, all you got to do is hit us on the Instagram. You know where to find us. WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM.
DJ Colin with CTP and Faust.
Self-help.
WMFO Medford CTP.
Or just hit the at symbol.
Just press the at symbol. Just I think we it. Just come up at that point.
Awesome, guys. How are the poems coming?
They're great. You know,
doing well.
As I said earlier, baseball sticks really means a lot to me and my family, and so this
awesome.
One's really easy coming from the heart.
Cool. All right. Well, let's listen to our theme song again, and then let's play another track. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it
again on the theme song. I love it.
We have a new theme song. If you didn't notice, I think it was produced by Celine Dion. Whatever. Like, no big deal.
My wife is dead. I'm afraid of wax. I can't climb spiral stairs. I ate a pound of MSG. Woke up in Davis Square. My dog killed a full-grown man. I don't know who to call. The self-help half hour, we will answer all. The self-help half hour, we won't accept your calls. Ryan!
Talks about your head.
We are back, of course, listening to the amazing album Play Deep by The Outfield, and it's time for our next segment, folks. This is one of our listeners' favorite segments. It is the Question Time segment.
This is the Self-Help Half Hour. We like to help people. We are advice gurus, and we wouldn't be helping people if we weren't talking to you guys directly.
Exactly.
Over the radio.
Yep.
And through our mailbox. Remember, if you want to send in a message to the show, just leave it in the bag in the undisclosed location we talked about. You know.
Yep.
The off-ramp with the pond.
Hint,
and
hint.
There's that guy there with the jacket. The big jacket. You know where to leave your questions.
The rendezvous point, everyone.
Well, this week we received a lot of questions, but usually we get a good long question and we just do one long question. We're going to get to that, but I thought, why not do a kind of lightning round?
Ooh.
We often get just like very badly written, incoherent, one sentence questions. I say, why not read a few of those out and try to help them ourselves? How does that sound?
Should we go around in a circle, like start with intern bags and kind of go around?
I say that would be absolutely incredible.
Awesome. Well, guys, this is really special, and I'm sure everyone at home is super excited to finally get our advice, because it is quite hard to get on the show just because we have thousands and thousands of submissions, and our interns spend all week pouring through them, pulling out keywords, compiling a database which is searchable and scalable for us to go through live on air.
It's absolutely, if anyone wants to get the archives, again, leave it under the off ramp. Ask for Deep Throat. We will give you, that was a Watergate reference, the Watergate scandal. That was a reference to that.
Yep.
Ask, we will give you, we'll give you the bag of the archives. No more questions. Okay, time for more questions.
Let's do it.
Hey, Bags, here's a quick lightning round question. Which is a more physical sport, football, rugby, or kabaddi?
Well, before I can answer that, Colin, or CTP, I'd first like to say thank you. This is a huge honor. It's my first time live helping somebody on the air. It's a really big moment for me and my entire family, so it's a really big pleasure to be here.
You're doing a great job, Bakes.
Thank you so much. Now, to answer your question, I don't know what kabaddi is.
Okay, next question. J-Val. Paid intern J-Val, you beautiful man.
My sweet prince, J-Val.
You beautiful paid man.
My God.
With all your money. Here's your question. With spring break coming up, favorite fun travel destination, and why? How to avoid rowdy travelers?
That's a great question. You know, spring break, lots of people are jumping at the bit to get somewhere warm, feel the sweet kiss of the sun on their pasty skin. And, you know, there's not enough travel to all of the beautiful colder destinations on our lovely planet.
Oh.
I would recommend that you take a trip on up to the Yukon territory.
Very cool.
Which automatically evades the tourist situation because there's literally no humans there.
I do hate That's people. True. That's why I'd stay in this room with just you three every week and don't actually give advice to people in person.
He is so dreamy.
Unless
this guy,
at
this
the
intern.
Convention.
Right.
That was really some good advice. I'm kidding. I love all of you, but that was some great advice. Yukon territories.
Mm-hmm. Cool stuff. What's our next question?
That's wonderful. Oh, our next question. I thought this one is perfect for you, Faust, because you are actually part Filipino. Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time questioner here. I was wondering why I've been taking L's during my 4 years here at this university. I'm a responsible Catholic Filipino. I would like to say that I dress pretty well. I can cook a mean adobo. I have good moral values. I'd gladly watch the entire first season of Glee, even if it weren't up to me. And I'm pretty funny. Brackets, not funny looking. Ahaha. Anyways, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
Or does it just not work for guys like me?
Here's my piece of advice, and this is going to be really to the point. Play the long game. It's all about the long game, man.
Got to focus on yourself before you can focus on changing the world.
she'll come around.
Mm-hmm.
She'll come around, the long game.
We were talking a bit about this, and we were talking about the idea of competition, of sports, and how the idea of competition in sports can be applied to every other part of our lives. And so that actually made me choose our main question of the week.
Awesome.
Beyond the lightning round. That was some great answering, guys. Thank you so much for everyone's input. This is our main question of the week, and I need a name for the person who wrote in.
Ooh.
Unpaid.
Della.
Biggs.
Della.
Della? Della what?
Della Lucens.
Della Lucens. Where's she from?
Orange County.
Della Lucens from Orange County. Ooh, what a pseudonym. What an alias. I must know more. She wrote in, "Hi, Buckaroos. Hello to Colin and Bags, and a big ol' yar, drop the mainsail to the Faust.
Ahoy!
As you can tell, I'm a hot-blooded American male, and as such, like to do everything competitively. Whether it is decorating a kick-ass state championship-winning birthday cake, having the least items at the express checkout supermarket conveyor belt, or getting the loudest parent award at my son's varsity junior high basketball games. Unfortunately, after many years of pounding my chest and telling my prepubescent son to act like a real man, he is still as average an athlete as I was in my youth. I am much too far into middle age to give up on my dream of my son being cool in high school. What are some of your tips to help prevent your son turning into a sucky dweeb? Thanks, guys. Hey, man, we get this one a lot.
We do get this one a lot.
And honestly, you need to cool down your kid. He seems like he's doing okay. And we wouldn't be where we are today, Medford's premier advice gurus, if our parents had told us, had like taken us out of our 8 years of radio classes in high school.
Right.
And forced us onto... like to be some cool jocks on the football team.
It's 2016, you know, being competitive and fierce, you know, doesn't just happen on the court.
It doesn't just happen on the court.
It happens every day. Happens 24 hours.
Competition isn't something, you don't just have to be on the football field or on the court or on the green or in the pool to feel competition these days. And that's why I'm giving everybody some major tipperoonies.
Ooh.
On how to get more competitive in their daily lives.
Let's hear them. I can't wait.
Tip numero uno. Names. A healthy taste for competition begins at birth. You think Lance Armstrong becoming a champ is a fluke? I like to call my children names which will demand they become successful.
Mm.
Like MMA King, Junior Chess Champion, or Not an Accountant.
Great.
Yeah. Wow, it really begins with names. You really need to start him off.
Your brother has a name like that, what is it?
Oh, it's second place golf player. But but PGA Tour champ is my middle name. So
oh, cool.
Yeah, he really got the short end of the stick on that.
Too bad, right. Well, you're older.
Yeah. Hey, he's
okay.
He's okay at golf.
He should bend his knees.
Number two, war paint. Much like the Ultimate Warrior, adding war paint to your usual outfit can increase your fight killing by a conspicuous percentage. Most thrillingly, war paint can be made from damn near any material. At a 7-year-old's birthday party, some red icing will do the trick. Then throw him into the cake. Number three, treat absolutely everything as a competition. The last 10 years, asexual birthing of a generation of spineless jellyfish has really ramped up human versus shellfish hostilities in the United States. But it can also be used as a metaphor to describe the feeble constitution we have bred into our children over years of participation trophies and runner-up awards. Mm. I personally make sure my kids realize everything is a competition, whether they are playing checkers, trying to eat more protein than each other, or trying to slip into a wedding undetected. Bonus points. More kids means more competition. But don't make them compete against each other. Instead, find ways you can bring your neighbor's kids down. Why not build your neighbor's kids a small lemonade stand, then invest heavily in a bigger, better one for your kids when business picks up?
Smart.
Force some revenues from the neighbors as payment for your initial investment in materials and threaten to get the Citrus Growers Commission involved if they fail to comply.
Mm.
A lesson in destructive capitalism that's fun for the whole family.
Amazing. That's really good.
And my final tip.
Uh-huh.
Develop a taste for blood. Not in a literal sense, but also in a literal sense. Blood is high in iron and nutrients and can up the fun of any day hang.
Right.
Those are my tips for being more competitive. Yeah. Can you guys think of anything I might have missed?
Wow, the blood one really hit home for me. I eat a lot of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not in a weird way.
No, no, obviously. I mean, like...
Yeah.
I mean, not literally, like...
Not literally.
Yeah. But also, like, literally, like, a lot of blood pudding. It adds, like, a kind of salt component to a lot of foods.
Right. Eat a lot of raw meat.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, that's really awesome. Are any of those like things that you've done for your family and or
wall paint is definitely something I've tried to bring into my daily life.
Right.
I think that's just a fun thing to do.
Mm.
Or just kind of face paint in general, but as long as it's something kind of scary, it really helps you out in business meetings if you're trying to intimidate the opposite client.
Right. Like when we were in that conference with Rover and the Dingo.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I was just dressed like Jesus. A snapping turtle.
They
trying
suck.
Trying to bite their ankles.
I hate them.
They're the worst.
They're the
At least
worst.
We won the convention this
At
year.
At least we did. Yeah. This was a good year. Hey, how are Colin? Honestly, great job with those tips. And that was a really interesting letter from who? Bethany. Was it Bethany?
Della Lucens.
Yeah, Della Lucens from Orange County. Thank you so much for that question. Thank you to everyone who wrote in and gave us questions to read. Please keep those questions coming. We'll try our best to get to them throughout the course of the rest of the year. Hey, should we do our theme song again? And then do some poetry?
It was so well produced, I don't see why not.
Let's do it. Okay, I'm gonna pull it up here, guys. Again, this is our theme song.
J-Val, this was a really good one. I say we've got, I mean, since we're paying you so much, why don't we do a new theme song every week?
We could do that, Colin. We have the resources.
Oh, wow, I can't even, our production values have skyrocketed.
We can just sink all that extra money into, where's my coffee?
War chest funds.
Bagel?
I got, yeah.
It's right here?
I'm running out of cash on hand. I need to get reimbursed soon for this.
What? No, let's do the theme song. All right.
Let's do the theme song.
Life's dead, I'm afraid of wax. I can't climb spiral stairs. I ate a pound of MSG, woke up in Davis Square. My dog killed a full-grown man. I don't know who to call. The self-help half hour, we will answer all. The self-help half hour, we won't accept your calls. Right in!
Sorry for that, folks, but that was our theme song again. Thanks so much, J-Val, for that. All right, it's time for our poetry lightning round. As you know, every week we take a theme live on air from a caller. This week the theme was baseball sticks. And our interns are now going to read some haikus they've been writing and working hard on for the past 20 minutes. Baseball sticks was the theme. Who wants to go first?
I believe Bagel has one more than me.
Oh.
So how about he bookends my...
Okay.
We do a little back and forth.
Sure.
I'm happy to. Sure.
Yeah.
This sounds great. What's the name of your poem, Bagel?
This first poem is called Wanna Play With Your Friends?
Nice.
Want to play with friends? You can't. You have to practice. Baseball is life.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That
All right.
is true.
Paid intern J-Val.
Yep. theme is baseball sticks. This poem is entitled Still? Baseball sticks around longer than you want it to. Bottom of the what?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I really felt that one, yeah.
Is that a Rolex? Yeah.
That's
a little Rolex there.
Guys, you see the hat? You see the hair on my arm sticking up with all this poetry?
Ooh. Jesus.
Really loving it. It's really hitting me.
Excellent.
Where I like it. Hey, Bagel.
Yeah.
You have another one?
I do. It's pretty hard to go up. On after that one, J-Bell.
Excellent.
I understand why they're paying you the big bucks.
Mm.
Yeah.
This poem's called My Favorite Land. America, the land of the free. Not for me, though. I play baseball.
Oh. Wow, wait. There's a lot to unpack there.
Some pretty thick contracts.
Yeah.
Jesus. Wow. It's like a storage facility. So much to unpack.
Well, you know what? That was perfect. That's kind of reminiscent of my next poem that I'm going to go ahead and read now. Again, on the theme baseball sticks. This poem is called Past.
Past. Ooh. Let's hear it. Let's go.
Student poetry?
Okay. Past. I can't wait to hear this poem. Okay, go.
American pastime? More like it's way past your time. Give us more high lie.
Oh. Oh, wait. Hold on. Actually, high lie is so cool.
High
lie
is lit. Way more intense.
Yeah.
Way more intense.
That's all I have to say about high lie.
Do we have one more poem? We said we're bookending this with the
The
unpaid intern. I want to hear one more poem.
I do have one more.
That's the sugar daddy likes.
Mm.
Let's hear it.
That's a great segue into this because this one is about my dad. This one's called Training.
Yep.
Can you play baseball without using your hands? My dad made me do that once.
Wow. See, that was great, unpaid intern Biggs.
Thank you, JPL. It's an honor, hearing that coming from you.
Right. I think we both have some darkness directed towards baseball. We have a lot of darkness coming out of us.
Right.
I would like to, just a little disclaimer for our devoted listeners who might be baseball fans. It's nothing personal towards you. When I was a wee lad, the neighborhood baseball star, Brock DiTaglio, came over and stepped all over my favorite Bionicle.
Oh no!
And spat in my chicken salad. So I have a lot of residual feelings about baseball.
Bionicle is life.
Yeah. That's just
how did
me.
The yeah I mean
just me.
The three B's of America: baseball, Bionicle,
and Brock
DiTaglio. The amazing America's Stratford sweetheart.
America's local Stratford sweetheart.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. After I hear that story, we need to expose this guy.
Change his name to Ashton Kutcher. He is now Ashton Kutcher. Amazing, amazing work. Hey guys. Wow. Those are some incredible poems. You guys seem to be improving every week.
Thanks, Faz.
Yeah, definitely some darkness there with the baseball sticks, but
cool stuff. Yeah, really an almost terrible choice of topic this week. I'm going to blame Bethany on this one. From what was it? Fulbright?
From Orange County.
Orange County, that was it. Bethany, we could have done better this week, but the poetry was still wonderful. You didn't have to bring up some darkness inside us, but we still loved it.
We are going to keep on with some music, and then we're going to sign off and say goodbye. But first, here's some Outfield. thanks everyone for listening. Medford, we thought the world of you. Thought we had a great episode, guys.
This
thanks
was
so
a great
much.
One. I really learned a lot. I really got back into sports for the first time since I was, I'm going to say, 24. Tremendous show. Can't wait to hear some more questions next week. Can't wait to engage with the fans again next week. And for everybody who's listening for the first time because of, because of the new Facebook page being launched, because of our new online presence due in no small part to Unpaid Bags, but also I'm going to guess more because of J-Val.
Great job, J-Val.
Incredible job, J-Val. Thank you so much. Also, the theme song, tremendous. Hey, Medford.
I'm afraid of wax.
We thought the world of you.
Stairs. I ate a pound of MSG, woke up in Davis Square. My dog killed a full-grown man, I don't know who to call. The self-help half-hour, we will answer all. The self-help half-hour, we won't accept your calls. Right in!